Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, you've got to see this. ICE has started to take it too far, and local precincts and states are getting upset. They're getting angry. See, Donald Trump signed the Big Beautiful Bill, and it gives ICE an unbelievable amount of funding. Like, ICE is by far the most funded enforcement agency in the country now. It's not even close. And they're just going to start, I mean, they essentially have a blank check. They're going to start massively expanding on what they're already doing with these raids and these detention facilities and all these different things. And the thing is, the party that's supposed to be all about states' rights is building this massive federal government, you know, hyper-politicizing the executive branch and now using these three-letter agencies like the Department of Homeland Security, the DOJ, the FBI as political tools. But states are starting to get pissed and people are starting to get upset. ICE recruiting tactics are pissing off local sheriffs nationwide. Sheriffs are furious that the Department of Homeland Security is using their own data against them in a desperate bid to meet the Trump administration's absurd quotas. We're going to get into this. But before we do, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, it would mean so much if you just hit subscribe right down below. We're trying to build something on this channel to fight back against this Republican media machine, uplift Gen Z voices going into the midterms. And if you want to see my content on my YouTube channel, there'll be a link in the description. Again, it would mean so much if you checked it out. And you may notice I'm having kind of a bad hair day. It's a Saturday in Chicago. I've been running around all day. And so I decided for this video to grab this hat, which, if you can't tell, says Mockler Media on it. You can actually grab one of these hats at shop.adammockler.com to help support the channel, especially as we build this new live show we're doing three times a week and we continue to add people to the channel. It goes a long way to support. I know I look a little ridiculous in hats. I kind of look now like a 16. I mean, I already have a baby face, right? I'm 23. I look like I'm 16. This probably makes it worse, but we'll rock it for the rest of the video. All right, let's get into this. First, I want to back up a little bit and show you like an example of how this big federal government is just coming into these local communities and just ripping them apart. This is a new video we saw go really viral like in the last few days. Let's take a look.
Closed because we had a criminal search warrant here today.
Okay.
What's your name?
Sorry, I didn't get your name.
You don't need my name.
Well, then who are you?
I'm with the Department of Homeland Security.
Homeland Security? Do you have a badge or anybody? That's if not, I'm just going to walk in.
It's right there.
Where? There's no badge there, sir.
See it right here? My belt?
I just want to see the officer number. 508 here. What's your name?
We're going to shut the door now.
You have about 2 seconds before you're arrested for hindering a federal investigation.
He's not even in the building.
I'm not even... How am I hindering an investigation? I'm not in the building,
sir. We're out on the public sidewalk.
Okay.
I'm not in the building. How can I hinder your investigation?
So what's your concern then?
I'm concerned what's going on. I have an order to pick up.
So you're more concerned about your order, but not the labor trafficking and exploitation that's going on.
Who said there's any labor trafficking?
This is a criminal search warrant.
You are
this is a criminal search warrant.
Can I see a copy of it?
You're kidnapping people.
Yeah, signed by a judge.
Okay. You know, you guys, just come in the kitchen.
You can take
All right, I can come in the kitchen. Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.
Appreciate it. Okay, I just want to pause really quickly. What was that entire interaction? Hey, what the hell are you guys doing here? What happened? The restaurant is clearly like cleared out. This is a federal investigation. You're hindering that investigation. You're about to get arrested. Wait, what? We're standing outside on the sidewalk. What are you talking about? Then he backs off and he's like, okay, well, what's your concern? Blah, 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 starts fighting. They say, do you have can we see this, search warrant? They don't say anything. And then they proceed to just invite them in. Seems like they're admitting their wrongdoing already. Let's continue.
Doing any names or identification today?
They're just leaving. They're just gonna leave. It's like as soon as they start being recorded, they're just like, no, it's over now. We're leaving.
These girls are like fucking 15 years old.
What do you tell your kids about what you do?
Public servants.
Yeah, you're so proud of your work.
Maybe that or just...
So first of all, a little bit of context on this, according to the person who recorded it. They raided essentially this restaurant, cleared everybody out, started arresting people, some of them looking quite young. And this was in a strip mall. And you saw when they walked through the restaurant, like there's still, I saw a cup on a table full of, I think it was, you know, soda or something. Like that restaurant was just open. Then everybody was cleared out, possibly arrested. And they left the burners on to the oven, the deep fryers. And this was in a strip mall. So actually the citizens had to come in and turn them off because if they left them on, like these, you know, Department of Homeland Security people did, they would have burned down the entire strip mall, okay? And then obviously you saw in that video, they're like, there's federal investigation, there's a search warrant, we're doing work here. And then they start being recorded and apparently all of their work is magically done now because they rush to the front door and leave and get in, again, these unmarked cars and leave. Why is the federal government... Again, in the context of we're all about states' rights, now we have this massive, insanely funded apparatus of the federal government that's just going into communities and ripping them apart. We go quickly to another video, much shorter. Take a look at this one. Okay, I already see a mom and her kid, right? We are putting explosives on a door. This is a military-style raid. Supposedly, the person they were looking for was undocumented and had something related to a previous fender bender. How accurate that is, I don't know. Take that with a grain of salt. But regardless, what are we doing? Like, this is crazy. This is madness. Walking into these communities, arresting people. I'm sure you've seen videos like this 100 times. This is in a farm in Alabama where we're running and arresting people, breaking up local communities. That person, I believe, ended up being a U.S. citizen. And he was saying, I'm a U.S. citizen. Doesn't matter. Right. And so I bring you back to the original stories. ICE recruiting tactics are pissing off local sheriffs nationwide. When they're coming into these communities and breaking them up, the sheriff's office or the local police are, you know, helping in some capacity. They're obviously working directly with ICE because they have to coordinate these things. But if you read here, quote, as Immigration and Customs Enforcement looks to bolster its ranks by 10,000 courtesy of the slush fund it is provided under Trump's budget, again, now becoming the most, not even close, it is the most funded enforcement agency in the country. It's resorted to poaching law enforcement officers who participated in ICE's 287G program, which allows local law enforcement to partner with the agency. In recent days, ICE deputy director has reportedly sent out emails urging these participants to join the agency. Quote, as someone who is currently supporting ICE through this program, you understand the unique responsibility we carry in protecting our communities and upholding federal law, the email says. The offer also carries potential incentives, including a $50,000 signing bonus and up to $60,000 in student repayment. Jonathan Thompson, executive director and CEO of the National Sheriffs Association, told NBC the move was, quote, inappropriate behavior of a partner organization. Quote, we're all on the same boat and you just don't treat friends or partners like this. That is an insane incentive. Again, they just have all this money and they're just going to start poaching people. $50,000 and $60,000 in student repayment? Yeah, I mean, if you were doing this type of work, I guess, which I know most of you wouldn't, and I wouldn't either. But if you were, that's a pretty, you know, attractive offer. This is Sheriff Grady Jude of Polk County, Florida. And she said, quote, we're a force multiplier to help ICE, and we've been spending a lot of time and effort. And the next thing we know, the people who have submitted to ICE, who have been ICE trained on our dime, by the way, received a direct email from the administration. I mean, that's biting the hand that's feeding you. Quite frankly, it's like letting the fox in the hen house. We don't want to burn bridges, but somebody lit the fire on the other end, observed the sheriff of Bradford County. Wow. Wow. The sheriff's office in Forsyth County, Georgia, reportedly received an apology from ICE's Atlanta field office because a number of sheriffs are now demanding these apologies from ICE. Jude, for instance, told NBC that Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem should, quote, get on her big girl pants and do what's right. She needs to make sure there's an apology. Wow. And this is an article right here that Adam Ockler has briefly touched on or has touched on before, and I'm going to briefly touch on it. Trump's domestic use of military set to get worse, a leaked memo shows. An internal memo circulated inside the Department of Homeland Security suggests that Trump's use of the military for domestic law enforcement on immigration could soon get worse. The memo obtained by the New Republic provides a glimpse into the thinking of top officials as they seek to involve the Defense Department more deeply in these domestic operation. The memo lays out the need to persuade top Pentagon officials to get much more serious about using the military to combat illegal immigration and not just the border. It suggests that DHS is anticipating many more uses of the military in urban centers, noting that LA-style operations may be needed, quote, for years to come. And it likens the threat of international gangs and cartels to, quote, having Al-Qaeda or ISIS cells and fighters operating freely inside America, hinting at a ramped up militarized posture inside the interior. That is insane. That is insane. And now these local sheriffs and frankly, local communities as well, like you and I, are speaking out against this because the police that work closely with these individuals, you know, the administration is screwing them over. People who, again, are working hard, documented or undocumented American citizens are not. These raids are taking place where we're just ruining communities. We almost burned down a strip mall. It's insanity. It's absolutely insanity. Let me know what you think of all this down below. If you haven't already, once again, subscribe down below. It goes such a long way to just, you just helps us out, and you can join this growing community. We are killing it lately, and it's all because of you guys, and we love you so, so much. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. I will see you in the next video.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.